listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Most people know that texting or talking on a cell phone while driving can be very dangerous. Nearly half the states ban texting while driving, and a few states even prohibit talking on a handheld phone while behind the wheel. The Michigan legislature is close to passing a bill that would ban texting while driving in Michigan, still debating whether to make it a primary or secondary offense. Research professor Paul Green, who heads up the Driver Interface Group at the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute, believes such a law is long overdue.
I believe the bill is necessary, that there's fairly good evidence that texting while driving is quite distracting and can lead to crashes. My sense is, given the urgency of the problem, that a primary offense is the appropriate requirement for the state to pass. The science supports primary. What's politically sensible is another matter. There's good evidence from the science that talking on the phone while driving is distracting, and that problem occurs whether the phone is handheld or hands-free. I should emphasize that phone use and texting is just the beginning of the problem, that we're beginning to see many more portable electronic devices, and people are doing things with these devices, such as playing video games. We are now worried about people watching television while driving, editing spreadsheets, editing Word documents, and so forth, all of which are clearly undesirable. The value of all these bans that outlaw texting, video games, using the internet, etc., is that it's very clear what the problem is. And so it's not merely an enforcement issue, but also informing the public of what the problem is. And if it explicitly says, don't do these things, then maybe the public will be less likely to do it because it's clear what they should not do.
Green says that he and his U of M colleagues are working on a number of issues related to distracted driving.
One of them is to really identify the specific attributes of tasks, the visual, manual, auditory, and cognitive demands that interfere with driving. And we're working on that, and I think we're making good progress to quantify that, which has not been done to date. A second aspect of the problem is really trying to quantify what is the workload of driving and how do we measure it. People have used lots of different methods. We've come up with some new methods that seem to be quite reliable, and we really think that will help in a number of ways. It will help first by identifying the conditions that we believe are excessive and beginning to be able to measure them. And second, it will help us compare studies, because right now when people do studies under different conditions, there is no way to compare the workload. So if I do a study in our driving simulator here at Umtree and a colleague does a study on an open road in Sweden, how can I compare my results with theirs if I have no way to give some overall assessment of the workload? So we think this will help move the science forward, but we also think it will help move engineering and vehicle design practice forward as well.
Paul Green is a research professor at the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.